AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. U.S. President Donald Trump said yesterday numerous countries have told him they're on the way to help police the Strait of Hormuz.
Some are countries that we've helped for many, many years. We've protected them from horrible outside sources, and they weren't that enthusiastic. And the level of enthusiasm it matters to me.
Twice yesterday, President Trump said a former U.S. president told him he wishes he had attacked Iran when he was in office. Trump wouldn't say which ex-president it was. Representatives for the four living former presidents said they have not been in contact with Trump recently. AP's Ben Thomas reports a Utah woman who wrote a book on grief after her husband's death has been found guilty of murdering him.
In Park City, Utah, Monday,
we, the jury, unanimously find that the defendant, Corey Richens, is guilty of aggravated murder.
Initially staring toward the bench, Richens appeared to gasp slightly and look to the floor as Judge Richard Mrazek read details of that verdict.
The homicide was committed for pecuniary gain, and the homicide was committed by means of the administration of any substance administered in a lethal amount, dosage, or quantity.
The jury accepting the prosecution's case that Richens poisoned her husband with fentanyl, slipping five times the lethal dose into a cocktail. They also found her guilty of fraudulently claiming insurance benefits. Curry self-published a children's book about grief after Eric Richens' death to help her sons and other children cope with the loss of a parent. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities say Alabama guard Aiden Holloway was arrested on a felony drug charge just days before the start of the NCAA tournament. More on APnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Ed Donahue reports on some dairy products that made people sick.
Health officials say seven people in three states, including children, have been sickened by E. coli food poisoning. The cases are linked to cheddar cheese made with raw milk. The Food and Drug Administration says California-based Raw Farm made the cheese that is the likely source. Illnesses were reported between September of last year and last month and include five in California and one each in Florida and Texas. Four cases were in children, three or younger. Two people had to be hospitalized. The FDA recommended Raw Farm voluntarily remove the raw cheese products from being sold. The company said no. The owner said there's no definitive link between their cheese and the illnesses. The CDC is urging people to consider not eating the products. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Hayup Njwani, AP News.